Christ gave his life on the tree for our salvation.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Dennis Fisher. One of the earliest Christian poems in English literature is The Dream of the Rood. The word rood comes from the Old English word rod, or pole, and refers to the cross on which Christ was crucified. In this ancient poem, the crucifixion story is retold from the perspective of the cross. When the tree learns that it's to be used to kill the Son of God, it rejects the idea of being used in this way. But Christ enlists the help of the tree to provide redemption for all who will believe. In the Garden of Eden, a tree was the source of the forbidden fruit that our spiritual parents tasted, causing sin to enter the human race. And when the Son of God shed his blood as the ultimate sacrifice for all of humanity's sin, he was nailed to a tree on our behalf. 1 Peter 2:24 says, "Christ bore our sins in his body on the cross." The cross is the turning point for all who trust Christ for salvation. And ever since the crucifixion, it has become a remarkable symbol that represents the sacrificial death of the Son of God for our deliverance from sin and death. The cross is the inexpressibly wonderful evidence of God's love for us.
Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 through 20. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. That's today's scripture reading from Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 through 20.
Let's pray. Lord, may our hearts give you praise wherever we see a cross, for you gave yourself for us in love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.